that is New Buffalo Killers on this, our Wednesday day of premieres. It's a pleasure to be playing that music. And it's also a pleasure to be speaking to the gentleman in the studio today, one of the co-organizers of the Dayton Music Fest, and also making a presentation Friday night with this band, the Buffalo Killers. It's Wiseau's friend of the show, Don Thrasher. Don, thanks for being here today.
Hi, Nikki.
Yeah.
Great to see you again. Thanks so much for having me out.
You always have something going on. In addition to writing for Active Dayton, Dayton Daily News, and keeping everybody's finger on the pulses of what's happening, you also organize the Dayton Music Fest. You are in multiple bands of your own, and you have a record label.
Right, right. Yeah. I do like to stay busy. I don't bowl or I don't play softball or any of that stuff. So it's kind of, I guess, my activity. And luckily, my wife indulges all my silly little whims. But no, I'm just a big believer in Dayton music, and I love to write about it. But I also have been playing music since the early 80s, and I just can't seem to stop doing that. And I just can't seem to stop sharing music with people. That's just something I love to do. So, yeah, we have the Dayton Music Fest coming up in October. I believe you tell me it's the 3rd and 4th. I hadn't actually looked that far. I just know it's the first weekend in October every year. So
right.
We're excited about that, but this is the 10th year. So as a, kind of a kickoff to this year, which we hope to have a few other surprises coming up, but the first off, we have the Buffalo Killers, and they'll be at Christ Episcopal Church this Friday, the 25th.
And that's on 1st Street in Dayton there, 20 West 1st Street.
Exactly. And, you know, the Buffalo Killers have a great new album coming out. You just played a cut from that. And they'll be doing a lot of shows this year, but this one's a little bit different because they'll be joined by a big choir, a church choir. I think about 20 members or so.
Can you imagine?
I can. I haven't
Did
heard
you
it
get
yet.
To hear it? Yeah.
No, tomorrow I'll be there for the little run-through sound check and all that, so we'll see how it goes. I can't wait, though. We're very excited. This was the idea of Dave Obenauer from Ghetto Blaster Magazine, and he came to us with this idea a couple years ago, and we couldn't figure out a way to make it work within the regular Dayton Music Fest event because it's a multi-band thing, multi-venues, and didn't seem fair to make other bands play when the Buffalo Killers.
When the Buffalo Killers with a choir.
Right, exactly.
Down
so
the street.
With the 10-year this year, we decided to pull the trigger on it and actually do this thing, and we couldn't be more excited. And really, Dave has done a great job of kind of pulling all this thing together. We've got the concert that night. We'll have Ghost Like Coffee will be there to serve, you know, treats and drinks and that kind of thing during the intermission. And also the folks at Toxic Brewery on 5th Street have whipped up a special Buffalo Killers brown ale that they'll be tapping at 5 o'clock that night. So there'll be a little pre-party, after-party for folks if they want to go over to Toxic and check that out. So,
I want my own pale ale.
Who doesn't? I know.
God.
I'm a little jealous about that. But
so awesome.
It was very cool. Dave approached them a few months ago and just asked them if they'd be into it, and they jumped right on board. So we couldn't be happier, and I can't wait to taste that myself. I don't think I will be there before the concert, but afterwards I'll definitely stop by and get a pint or two.
Yeah, it's quite a multi-tiered extravaganza this Friday night here in our beautiful Gem City. Again, it's sort of a before and after party at Toxic Brewery. That's right there on 5th Street in the heart of the Oregon District, where it's a Buffalo Killer brown ale.
Yes.
That, I mean, yeah, so you start there, go over to 1st Street there, see the Buffalo Killers with an amazing choir. You say this is put together from a number of
different churches,
different
yes.
Church
They're not
choirs.
From Christ Episcopal, but it's from a couple different groups, and a friend of Dave's pulled all this together. His name's Rusty, and I apologize, his last name escapes me at the moment.
We'll get it, and we'll put it online.
But yes, but he's done a great job of whipping all these people together and putting on something a little special that we haven't seen in Dayton, so I'm excited to be part of it. For sure.
Thank you, Don Thrasher, for being a part of that, and we look very much forward to October 3rd and 4th. And still a couple things remain to be seen, but there's going to be a massive two-day celebration of Dayton music.
Exactly. That's what we like to do, so it will be something special, and we have a lot of work to get together between now and October, so now is really the crunch time, but we've been focused on this and various other little projects that we've been doing, so
Yep. Yeah. You can find out more about Friday's extravaganza at Facebook. Search Dayton Music Fest, and that'll come up. Dayton Music Fest 10th anniversary kickoff featuring Buffalo Killers and Church Choir. You can find out the address and a lot more information there as well. You brought in a disc on your record label, which is Gas Daddy Go, and it's the band Me Time. Telling me a little bit about your label and about this band.
Yeah, it's a label. I actually started it way back, I guess, 1993, I think. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, the year my son was born. So
21 years ago.
Yeah, so
it's just going legal, this label.
Yeah,
yours.
Exactly. And it's kind of been off and on, but we kind of really revived it hardcore in 2011. We put out stuff by my band Smug Brothers, and we've put out stuff by Motel Beds, O Condor, Me and Mountains, King Elk, which is the previous band of Andy Smith, the leader of Me Time. We're all big fans of Andy's stuff and are really excited about this new album he's got. It's the first one with the band. They just made their public debut a couple weeks ago at Canal Public House, and people were raving about it.
Nice.
They put on a great show at Record Store Day on Saturday at Omega. So I'm looking forward to their release show, which is May 10th, and we'll be putting this out on Gas Daddy Go. And I think people are really going to dig it. Andy's been around for a while. He had a band called Andrew and the Pretty Punchers, who put out two albums, 08 and I think 2010. And then King Elk, which we put out on our label because Kyle and I were both big fans of what he was doing with Andrew the Pretty Puncher. So we definitely wanted to get in on the Andy Smith game. So he's the mayor of Toontown, as far as I'm concerned. The guy's a heck of a singer and songwriter, and there are plenty of great ones in this town.
So that's saying something.
Exactly, exactly.
This is Me Time from the new record out on Gas Daddy Go. Check it out. We'll be back with Don Thrasher. Stay close.
Where we walk to a car alone, but fell right back asleep. Where I dreamt of big old waves, kept us right onto the street. When we pulled to the station, blowing on the fire, trouble brewing underneath the plateau. Where you are, I need a getaway driver, a runaway train to take me to the town before I met you here again.
It's new from the band Me Time, another example of some of Dayton's awesome finest. It's going to be coming out May 10th on Gas Daddy Go. That's our guest's record label, along with Kyle Melton.
Yes.
It's gasdaddygo.bandcamp.com for more information. You can search it on Facebook. And also do search this amazing Buffalo Killers multi-tiered evening.
Yes, yes. It should be really exciting. I'm looking forward to it. We've been working on it for quite some time. So to see that it's only a few days away is very exciting.
Another thing you brought in here, and I laughed out loud when you walked in here with a brand new, still sealed in cellophane cassette.
Yes.
Yeah, Tell me more about this cassette.
Well, you know, a lot of the stuff we do on Gas Daddy Go is cassette-based. The new Me Time is on CD, and we do CDs from time to time. But the format we use mostly is cassettes, and it comes with a free digital download. So the tapes sound great.
Both.
If you have a tape deck, they sound really good in there. But if you want to download it, you can do that as well and play it on your iPod or whatever, you know, portable device
you
have.
I have a working cassette deck in my car, and I now have a soundtrack to my home. Thank you.
So, and that has a Me Time track on there, and also a lot of the bands we work with, O Condor, Me and Mountains, Smug Brothers, which is the band with Kyle Melton and myself. We do the label and Music Fest and all that stuff together. We are involved in many things.
You guys are like a music machine.
But I'm really happy with this thing. I've been wanting to put out a compilation like that literally since the 80s, and I've just never taken the time to do it. And Record Store Day is a day I really enjoy, so I wanted to do something special this time around. So reached out to some people, and I think we got some really great stuff. We got some of the bands, like I said, we've been working with, and we've got the first physical release from Luke Frazier, who is a great high school talent here in town. And
first track, yes, very nice.
Swim Diver, which is Nathan from Captain of Industry, and Tyler Trent, who was in Brainiac, and it's like a real super group, guys from Me and Mountain and O Condor, Tim and Burris. So it's like pretty special, and they've been working on stuff for a while, and this is the first physical release from those guys too, and as well as Distant Thieves, which is Nick Tertell from Sleepy Bird and Ape the Ghost.
Wow.
He moved out to Colorado a year or so ago, so but we've always been fans of his stuff, and we were going to work with his band before they kind of imploded upon his move out of state. So we kind of wanted to bring him in, and luckily he has this new project, Distant Thieves, that he does with a buddy of his through the mail. His friend lives in Ohio, and he lives in Colorado, and they released an album on Bandcamp that is really good. And I'm like, you wouldn't happen to have an extra song later in there?
you could electronically cast our way.
Yes, and by chance they had one more song that didn't make the album, and it's really good, and it's a perfect fit for the album, which is eclectic. It's got Repeating Arms, which is bluegrass, and Motel Beds, which is pretty good rockin' stuff,
great,
as well
rockin'.
As O Condor, which rocks pretty hard. So we've got acoustic stuff from 1984 Draft, which is Joe Andrel, who is another guy who is a great songwriter.
I'm a huge fan, yeah.
Yeah, we all are. I mean, he's such a great singer and songwriter and all-around good dude. So we're happy to have him on board.
It's called X-Ray Acres for this this cassette compilation.
Yep.
You can find out more at the Gas Daddy Go website, which is gasdaddygo.bandcamp.com, or you can find them on Facebook. And I hope you will make plans. I'm guessing that this Buffalo Killers with the choir is going to sell out.
I don't know. I mean, we had advance sales that we closed last night, and those, you know, weren't what we'd hoped. So, I mean, we'll be selling mostly walk-up tickets. I mean, we got a good advance sales, but not, you know, we didn't sell out in advance. So there will definitely be tickets available.
Okay.
So doors will open at 7 o'clock, and I don't know what time people will start showing up, but we'll be there ready to let them into the beautiful church and welcome them into this unique night of music on Friday. Buffalo Killers with a choir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The before and after party kicks off at 5 o'clock at Toxic Brewery. That's on 5th Street in the heart of the Oregon District there. And then the real show over at Christ Episcopal Church. That's at 20 West 1st Street in our beautiful fair gem city. Gets underway at 7. And check that out online. You can search it on Facebook, Dayton Music Fest 10th Anniversary Kickoff. And hey, thank you, Don Thrasher, for all your great Dayton music work.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me out talking about all this stuff.
Keep us posted if another extravaganza getting ready for Dayton Music Fest comes along and you come out and tell us about it.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Here's one more for the Buffalo Killers. We've had Don Thrasher live in studio on 91.3 WYSO.
Lily, how was your day? Does it ever make much sense? Don't have much to say. Just around the bend, hold that bend. grown away into another face. She has grown, she has grown, she has grown, she has grown.